Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. My name is Katie.
And this is Kara.
Yeah, so I have a new host with me today. This is Kara, and you all probably remember her from the last bonus episode we spontaneously did. Well, it turns out she really likes doing it, and I really liked having her as a co-host. So after discussing it further, here we are. Welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So, I'm excited for this new adventure.
Me too, definitely. So I don't know, like, kind of the reason I wanted to get involved with all this is...
Yeah, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about me is that by profession, I'm a nurse. So I just have this kind of medical fascination of what the body can and cannot do and just kind of all the wows of that. And I kind of think that, you know, sex and whatnot can be part of your wellness or unwellness for that matter.
All of the nurse facts you've been telling me, oh my God.
Yes.
Without, blows my mind and I love it.
Without divulging in any details to violate anyone's privacy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, you always want to have dinner with a nurse, or maybe you don't. I don't know.
I'm not sure how well I'll survive my dinner after what I learned today. We're not going to share. That's for another episode.
Right.
But
like, no, also, like, I know that you've been on this adventure now for a while with like, different hosts and things like that. Mm-hmm. And really kind of, gosh, I think it was like maybe last year, a little bit before. Have you seen the show on Netflix, How to Build a Sex Room?
How to Build a Sex Room?
Yes.
Wait, I think we talked about this a little bit, but I forgot about it.
I feel like we did. So there's like this lady, right?
Is it on TLC?
No, it's on, well, I don't know where it is originally. I just know it's on Netflix.
Okay.
But there's like this lady and she is like this Dr. Ruth interior decorator.
Okay.
And she like guides all these couples, whether their kids just left the house or they're trying to spice things up.
Uh-huh.
And she like just takes them on this journey where they want to build their intimacy room.
This is very like 50 Shades of Grey. His room.
I mean, yeah, a little bit. Some of them have like secret passageways. Yeah. Some of them are more obvious.
I was gonna say, is there like themes?
Yes.
Or is it all just like BDSM?
No. There's all different kinds of themes, different kinds of furniture, different themes.
I bet. Okay.
And the funny thing that I found, so there's this lady, her name's Melanie Rose. And she gives these couples like homework because they're like exploring themselves and each other, right? And she like pulls out her bag of like goodies and
her bag of tricks,
yes, and just waits for these couples' reactions.
Okay.
So, and I found myself like after I was like watching these episodes, I'm like, you know, wow. I was like, would I like that? Do I not like that?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I don't know.
Questioning yourself,
right?
Yeah.
So I just thought, like, hey, I'll come do this with you, and maybe we can just have some healthy conversation.
I like that. I'm very vanilla myself, believe it or not. I just find all of it interesting.
Yes, it is very interesting.
And I love learning all about everything.
Yeah, like, right? Everybody is from a different walk of life, right?
Exactly.
So
we're here to be educational and inform people and have some fun and some drinks on the way.
Sounds good to me. Definitely.
Yeah. So how are you? How have you been doing lately?
I've been doing really good. I think, you know, I just got back from vacation.
You did? Where did you go?
I went to Acamel in Mexico.
Oh, I was supposed to go with.
I know. We tried.
We did try, but I did not get my passport done in time.
I know. We tried so hard, but we're going to plan it again for next year.
I'm down.
Yes.
I'm down.
It was just like the best group of people, drama free, just the right mix of fun with like relaxation. Did the all 5-star resort and it was great,
all inclusive, all the drinks included.
Just
I'm down,
nothing to worry about, all service.
I love that.
It was great for sure.
Let's see, I guess for me, yesterday was the death anniversary of my mom of 15 years.
Oh, I'm sorry,
but that's okay. She's resting now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to bingo yesterday, which, you know, I love.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said a little prayer to my mom. I was like, Mom, please give me good luck at bingo, please. And I won the jackpot.
Like,
just never happened before. And it was just a good, like, fun, like, day. And it spiraled into All the jackpot money is gone. we went bar hopping after and celebrated. But
you were surrounded by all your favorite
people. Yes, and it was so fun. I won jackpot, and yeah. Thanks, Mom.
Mom was looking out for you.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So should we move on to our drink pairing and stuff?
Let's do that.
All right, so I went to the liquor store, and I was looking around for like a pink drink, because we're trying to do sex doll theme, and kind of like Barbie movie sex doll pink. Mm-hmm. And all so I the found range. These, yeah, like Kinky Cocktail, that's the brand, pink mango, passion fruit, and blood orange. Mm-hmm.
And I keep trying to find where these guys are located out of, because...
Kinky Cocktail, sponsor us.
It just seems really appropriate.
It does.
Okay, here's the ASMR version.
Yes, here. Okay, go ahead and crack it open, Kara.
Hold on, guys. Here we go.
Ooh, that was a good one. Love that ASMR. Well, clink. Cheers.
It's a fetish somewhere.
It is. Oh, for sure. So for ASMR stuff. Oh, no, that's what I don't like. I don't like the chewing and like the mouthy noises and the tongues and the spit.
Slurping.
Yeah, don't like it. Ew. I like the ASMR where it's like walking on the snow, like the crunch of the snow.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Yep.
Well, should we try?
Yep. Okay.
Let's try a drink.
Ready?
Here's some more drinking ASMR. It's not as sugary as I thought.
I like that it's not sweet.
Because I don't like sweet drinks. And I was worried. It kind of looks like wine cooler-ish.
Yeah.
It's wine?
Like Bartles and James-ish, for sure.
I feel it's something I would have drank at when I was not 21. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. It kind of has a grapefruity taste to it.
But there's no grapefruit because I'm allergic to grapefruit.
It says
blood, I double checked.
It says blood orange.
Right.
Oh, maybe it's the passion fruit giving it that tang.
Yeah.
It's got a tanginess factor to it.
Let's do a drinking ASMR.
Okay.
Not bad. I like it.
I do too.
I feel like I'm 21 again, drinking these like fun wine cooler drinks.
I feel like I can actually drink this.
If you want to see what we're drinking, I'll post it on our Instagram. And Kara was so lovely. She got us personalized Kinks and Cocktails little corksicle drink holder cups, and they're custom. Pink. Yeah, they're customized. Mine says Katie, hers says Kara, and then the other side says Kinks and Cocktails.
If you guys like these, we might have to like offer these to add the public.
Put them in a
shopping cart.
I do have a little shop.
Yeah,
and yeah, these would be great. Corksicle, sponsor us.
Oh, boy. Probably had to pay just to say that. Copyright.
Copyright strike. All right. So, when Kara showed up today, I had a little friend, a blow-up doll, that I, after one too many cocktails, I bought on Amazon without my husband's permission. The next day, he was like, "What did you buy?" And I'm like, what? Oh, yeah. Oops. So I had it like blown up and ready to go. Like, not ready to go per se, but like, she was sitting in the chair when she got here. So I got to tell you, when they delivered it on Amazon, you'd think they would hide it discreetly in like an envelope, right? Nope. It was one of those situations where Amazon's got jokes. Nope. Yeah. It was just in the clear packaging.
Yeah.
And they just slapped the shipping label right on it. And it says sex doll, blow up doll, and our address on it. And her face was like.
Now, Katie, I can't believe that you ordered that just for the show.
Because
I feel like somewhere around here you have this like secret closet of inflatables. Because do you remember what you got me for my birthday?
What did I get? Remind me.
It was a blow up party pickle.
Oh, yeah. I did. Because Kara does.
You didn't just have that?
No, I bought that. I wine and shop, or what it's called. Yeah, Amazon Prime and wine or whatever. And I was like, Kara likes pickles. I like pickles. It was like a pool party. So I'm like, inflatable pickle.
Right. Party pickle.
If you want to hear an episode about inflatables and balloon fetishism, please go back to episode 1. There
you go. Everything's circular.
Yeah. Somebody's got an inflatable pickle. All right. So let's do a definition of sex dolls. Let's get this party started. So a sex doll is a life-size doll that is usually human-like or alien-like or robot-like or whatever. That's different episodes. But the size doll and lifelike doll can be a full body or light or just consist of a vagina, breast, anus, head, or any other body part you wish. Intended for sexual stimulation. Yeah. So, all right. Ready for some fun facts?
Yes, fun facts. Bring them.
All right. I'm going to take a sip out of my corkscrew. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That sounds great.
Yep. ASMR.
If you hear any ASMR, please take a drink yourself. We're going to do that game again.
We're going to pause, but yeah, I need to take a drink now.
Go ahead. Go pour yourself a shot, a drink. Grab your sex doll. Let's have a party.
There you go.
All right, fun facts. Only 10% of dolls are made male. Most of them are female. Mm-hmm. In Japan, they sometimes call sex dolls Dutch wives. It's because some of the first sex dolls were invented by Dutch sailors who were on the open sea for months and needed help, if you know what I mean.
An outlet.
An outlet, yes. So blow-up sex dolls are not certified flotation devices.
Okay, I can see that.
In 2011, a couple in Australia avoided drowning in the sea by using a sex doll as a raft. While it was wonderful, they were rescued, and Australian authorities felt it was important to issue a warning to the public. Sex doll is not a viable substitute for an approved flotation device. I wonder what the story is behind this, of like how they got in the situation in the first place,
yeah.
But...
Yeah. Or was it like the movie Castaway where all the packages are just kind of floating by them and they just picked that one?
Maybe. Yeah. Like, I wonder what the story, yeah. I mean, I'm glad it worked out, right. You know?
I mean, I would hope that God would send a flotation device of some sort.
I mean, I'd be, oh, yeah.
angels come in all sizes.
Including sex dolls. Yeah. So keep that noted.
Cannot be used in case of emergency, but maybe I can.
Yeah, please use it if needed to survive, but you can't sue the company if it doesn't work. Right. You know, they're
there you,
not.
There you go. Disclaimer.
All right, sorry, my husband is texting me. Are you done? No, we're just getting started. Do you want McDonald's? No. Yes, actually. Sorry. Okay. Extra pickles, please. Okay.
Always.
on to fun facts. More fun facts. So it wasn't legal to buy a sex doll in the United States until the 1960s. I don't know why. Well, I don't know. Conservative, I guess.
Probably. Or maybe they were dolls, but they just weren't designated as.
I'm sure people were still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buying them somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So in FetLife, the biggest group I found was Sex with Sex Dolls and Other Inanimate Objects, and it had 1,592 members. I thought there'd be more than that.
Yeah, you would think.
But the main sex doll group on Reddit had 58,000 members.
I was going to say, didn't we learn today that there's like conventions?
Yes.
So
we'll go over that.
Yeah.
I added it to my notes later. Yeah, later. For sure. But yeah, there's got to be a lot if there's conventions. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of subreddit groups for like sex doll reviews, which I get. Hmm. I mean, if you're spending that much money on something, you'd want reviews.
Like an unpackaging?
Oh, I wonder if that'd be fun to watch.
We should have looked that up, unpackaging that.
We're going to look at this after.
Yes.
For sure.
Maybe there'll be a bonus episode.
Maybe we can just take video for Patreon or something.
There you go.
That's a good idea. Okay. So, and then there's other subreddits of sex doll sell and swap. I'm sorry. Would you want to use somebody else's, like, hey, let's trade, like, after the... Mm. No, you're a nurse. You're going to have...
Yeah,
I want to do like an STD test on the doll. Yeah. Is that weird?
Well, you know, I mean, viruses don't live outside the body for that long.
Okay.
Bacteria. Oh, yuck. Yuck.
Mm-mm. I can't believe that's a whole, like, a thing.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's just trade instead of buying a new one. Like,
although I know we're going to get into it later.
Mm-hmm.
In kind of like the pop culture segment, but it does seem that like a lot of people do use protection when they're using the dolls.
Really?
If art imitates life.
I question like
for cleanup and.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. That, and I wonder if like irritation of certain, like some people are allergic to certain materials. I'm sure they're probably all, you know, made to not, but every body is different.
Yeah. Silicone's pretty benign though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, be safe with that if you're swapping. Yeah. I mean, swinging's a thing. You're swinging your sex dolls. Yeah. So there's about 70,000 dolls bought each year. 9.7% of American men have bought and owned a sex doll. And I wonder if that includes people who just bought them as a gag gift for like a bachelor party.
What percent?
9.7.
Oh, okay. That seems... Okay, that's a micro population as well.
Well, right. And like, I wonder if that includes people who just bought it for like, as a gag gift. Yeah. Like how I bought, what would you name her, Bianca?
You know what? Though? Like, even in my segment for like the psychological part, they're relying on self-report. So the numbers might be skewed because you're kind of taking into consideration that you're relying on people to confess that they have done it.
Right. That's a whole nother point.
Yeah.
It's so like how many people are actually, actually admitting to it.
Larger than, yeah.
Good point. Mm-hmm. So, and then 6.1% of American women have bought and owned a sex doll. Again, like you said, who knows?
That's actually larger than I thought it would be.
Yeah. So $3 billion worth of sex dolls are sold annually, making up 8% of the total $37 billion sex toy industry. Annually. And that's worldwide.
That's an economy. All on its own.
In this economy?
Yeah. That's like weight loss or beauty products.
Oh, sex sells.
Oh, definitely.
For sure. The Google shopping search term sex dolls increased 16 times the normal amount during the COVID-19 lockdowns.
Not surprised.
Not surprised at all.
Not surprised. Yeah. Especially for all those online daters out there that were just couldn't move their lives forward.
So
lockdown.
Me being me, when COVID first started happening, of course I was curious and I found it. They made COVID porn. Which is like two people dressed in like hazmat suits and like doing and then I was even more curious, like the science behind it. I'm like, wait, couldn't COVID be spread through juices and, you know, all that stuff? And yes, it can.
Yes, it can.
It was just kind of funny to look up.
That is funny.
All right. One more fun fact. Clipsforsale.com has 240 studios and over 34,000 clips of porn about sex dolls. It's a lot.
Yep.
All right, we're going to do history. I'm going to take another drink. You know what? I'm going to take a drink of the kinky drink. Kinky. All right, it's clink and drink.
Clink.
Clink and drink. I am enjoying this.
I am too, and more so than I thought I would.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not as sweet.
Yeah.
I don't like the sweet stuff.
Me either. I'm surprised.
A little bit more tart.
Yes.
Or like sour.
More and more so nowadays, I think. Companies are making things less sweet. Like,
I heard Strongbow went back to its original formula.
Oh, really?
Like, it went like all like American, where it was like sugary.
Uh-huh.
Everybody missed that dry, you know, punchiness that it had. And I heard that they went back to the original formula.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Fun fact.
I love me a fun fact. All right. History. Here we go. I'm sorry if I'm saying this wrong. Pygmalion? Mm-hmm. You already know? Okay. Yep. Is a character from Greek mythology. He was a sculptor who fell in love with a statue he created of a woman. So according to the myth, Aphrodite, the goddess of love, brought the statue to life, and Pygmalion married the transformed woman named Galatea. The story has inspired various adaptations, including the famous play Pygmalion by George Bernard Shaw, which later served as the basis for the musical My Fair Lady. So back to the sculptor. It is said that he had sex with his stone-carved dolls before they came to life, making them, indeed, a sex doll.
What was the sculptor's name again?
Pygmalion. Yeah.
Okay.
Imagine having sex with a stone statue. So stone statues were the original sex dolls of all time. In Greek mythology, many people were known to make love to the statue of Cupid, and more recently, a gardener was reportedly found attempting to get it on with a replica of Venus de Milo in 1877, which is that historic Greek statue that we all know and love, the one that shows the penis, and everybody's like, oh my god. So somebody was trying to have sex with it.
Somebody banned it in Florida.
What? Somebody, oh yeah, right, in Florida. Right. Oh my god. Florida, you never cease to amaze me.
Leave the Robert E. Lee statue up, but get rid of that Venus statue. David, scandalous.
Florida. That can be a whole different episode.
Floridophilia.
Floridophilia.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Oh no. Exactly.
Do we really need to go there?
Take it back.
Yeah. I'm gonna retract that.
All right. Anyways, so basically, in history, sex dolls were statues. I mean, they must have really got rock hard, if you know what I mean. Woohoo! So moving on to other history of sex dolls. Sailors often used cloth to fashion fornicatory dolls known as dame de voyage in French, or dama de vahaje in Spanish. In modern day Japan, sex dolls are sometimes known as Dutch wives.
Wait.
We went over this.
Can we pause on that just for
a minute? What is it?
So the sailors, is that like the original sock then?
So from what I gathered, they took pieces of cloth and clothing and like stuffing.
Okay.
And like
they did an effigy.
They actually like sewed together or like tied together some sort of cloth person.
Okay.
And they stuffed it with like more cloth and stuffing. So it's
like, so more detailed than just.
Yeah. Not cloth. Full of air, just full of stuffing and made of cloth.
Right.
And clothing. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for elaborating. I needed to just visualize that.
No, you're right. Yeah, it's a lot.
Wait, fabric? What does the fabric look like? I want to know.
They were sailors. It's whatever they can. I'm sure it wasn't coordinated.
Man, woman, whatever.
Beggars can't be choosers. Okay. It was, you know, maybe a mix of plaid and who knows, you know, whatever they had.
Pantaloons. With an eye patch.
Cut off a bit of the sail. I don't know.
An eye patch. Fishing line.
Do you think they actually had eye patches on the doll?
Yeah. It's their fantasy.
I love that. Once a sailor, always a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So next one. Adolf Hitler charged one of his SS commanders to design sex dolls for German soldiers during World War II. To prevent them from slacking their lust with non-Aryan women. I know. Mm. Whether or not this is true, the commercial sex doll does find its origins in Germany. And that is sad that they would do that. Sometimes it gotta get dark. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's get on a lighter note here. Barbie!
Woo! America's obsession.
Yes. So Barbie was actually not made for children. It was first supposed to be a novelty doll created as created after a high-end call girl named Lily.
No.
Yeah. So she was sold in smoke shops and adult toy stores to people who admired her in real life, like as like a novelty thing. And then they caught the eye of, so the dolls caught the eye of 15-year-old Barbara Handler on a 1956 vacation in Switzerland with her mother, Ruth, a co-founder of Mattel Toy Company. So Ruth brought three of the dolls home with her to California, and the rest is history. So did you watch Barbie, the movie?
I did.
Uh-huh. Yes. What did you think?
I liked it. It had a bigger message than I thought it was going to.
Right?
I thought it was going to be very lighthearted, kind of campy, but mm-hmm. It definitely... You know, it was just a great movie all around.
I liked it too. And it was really funny and a great message. Yeah.
It was like hidden subliminal.
Oh,
like,
so much.
I'm hitting you with these messages, but not really, you know.
And Ruth wasn't, Ruth, like, but not real Ruth, but yeah, she played a part in it, you know, mm-hmm. Like, here I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked it. I don't know. I always joke around how I always thought one of the funniest parts was Ken's job. Beach. Yeah. What do you do? Beach. Yeah. I'm like, that sounds great. Good job, Ken. Yep.
And he rides horses. The men ride horses.
Yes. I gotta watch. Maybe I'll watch that tonight. It's
when
so funny.
When he goes to the library, I was cracking up at the book, the books that he gets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's like nothing is like this in Barbie Land.
So funny. I'm gonna watch it tonight for sure.
Yeah.
So, let's see. In the United States, sex dolls were first advertised in porn magazines around 1968. I just noticed. So, they weren't legal to buy until 1960. How and where were people finding out about them during those 8 years before they advertised in magazines?
Underground.
Yeah. Probably. You're right.
Referrals.
Definitely. Yep. The end of a referral.
The mafia.
The sex doll mafia.
Prohibition rooms.
Probably.
Churches.
Churches. I'm going to drink to that.
I'm going to go to hell now.
We're just going to burst through flames.
Kinky.
Kinky. If you want to learn about pyrophilia, please listen to episode 5. All right, moving on. So they focus on the mouths, vagina, and booty hole. And they're usually like the blow-up kind of dolls. And they were so poorly made that the seams did not last hardly at all. No more than a few thrusts, if you will.
Oh, boy. So they were disposable then.
Very. So they were almost used for, like, gay gifts for bachelor parties. We've all seen them, you know. Let's see. Like, all, like, the bachelor party movies. It's a thing, mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the...
Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Oh, that movie was funny.
Wait, which one?
Bachelor Party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Yes. And so the doll that I got from Amazon, I showed you her tattoo. She has a tattoo on her arm. We named her Bianca, by the way. We'll post a picture.
Seems to be a popular name amongst the doll community.
It's so strange.
I don't know if it's a certain model, but...
Not sure why. But she had... Bianca has a tattoo on her arm, and it says, samevaginaforever.com, I think. And underneath it, it's another tattoo of a clam. And so my friend was over this morning. I was showing it to her and we're like, wait, is that a real website? And so we looked it up and I'm like, look it up. And she's like, no, you look it up. Her search history is already fucked. I'm like, you're right.
So, malware.
So I looked it up and it is a real website. It's a company that makes them. And like everything on the website was like very like, last clip, that's it. Like, make marriage great again. Yeah. Like, banners and sell bachelor party supplies.
Like, fiance's last hurrah.
Yeah. And it was all koozies and, like, trucker hats and said, like, she told me no strippers, but I did. And, like, stuff. I'm like, oh, my God. Wow. It was something.
So I'm just curious, though.
Uh-huh.
And I know you're going to post pictures of her later, but, like... Yeah. Bianca's face is kind of a little bit busted.
She has like she's botched. She has got like a weak lip going on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what happened.
I don't know if she's having a stroke or
Bianca, are you okay?
She's asymmetrical.
She's something.
Or angry. I don't know.
Something is going on. Very small. Mm-hmm. And she has like a pearl necklace. She's like maybe like what, 2-3 feet big? Mm-hmm. Not even. And like she has no holes. Yep. But she has like these little tiny boobies. Like, I don't know. Oh, I wish I could have seen you like watch Danny blow it up for me because I don't have the lung capacity. Like it was just hilarious.
Are you going to confess to your snuggle session?
Oh, God. So after my bingo jackpot winning last night, I'm a big spoon in bed. Like, I will snuggle Danny. I will snuggle a pillow, a blanket, anything. I need to snuggle something. Guess what that snuggle something was last night? It was Bianca.
She's just the perfect support for, like, that notch in your neck.
It was squishy and nice. Yeah. And Danny took a picture. I'll post it. I'll be brave.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, like,
you'll be vulnerable.
I'll be vulnerable. Yes. And I'm, like, holding my vape and, like, I'm just, like, sleeping with Bianca. Oh, it was so funny. Okay. Anyways, moving on. Love you, Bianca.
Wow.
All right. So
yeah, she is a little bit angry.
I know. I still love her.
It's like, you know, the movie,
she's our mascot now.
You know the movie Elf where he's like, she's an angry elf.
Yes.
He's an angry elf.
Yes.
Like she looks a little angry.
So I sent the picture of me snuggling with Bianca to our friends John and Danny. Shout out to John and Danny. Hi. And I was like, yep, so this is what happened, because we were out with them. And Danny replied, classy. I'm like, so you know the part in The Hangover where he's like, what did he say? How dare you? She's a nice lady. That's what the gif that I sent.
Like Alan.
Yeah, Alan, yeah. I was like, how dare you? She's a nice lady. All right, let's see. Next fact here. So Matt McMullen created his own high-end sex doll in the late 90s. And documenting his progress in his blog and website, he got so many emails about people wanting to do their own thing, he started making and selling them. And now he sells around 300 dolls a year. He now owns the company Real Doll, and he even sold one to the talk show host Howard Stern, who had sex with it live on air. And Howard Stern shares the doll with another co-host, and they take turns in the bathroom live. Mm-hmm. Did you watch it?
I did.
Uh-huh. So I love when they give a view of the doll and she had like a cigarette in her mouth.
Yeah.
And Howard said it like it was the best sex he's ever had.
Right. But the other one did not have the same experience.
Right.
I think he like the sensory piece of it.
Yeah. And it took him a bit of time to figure out her mouth situation. Yeah, well, one of them did the mouth. The other one did the vagina.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, was it the vagina though? It sounded like
or was it the booty hole?
Howard had her from behind. I don't know which.
It was. Yeah. They did explain it. They went into details about how, like, but like, oh, he's like, I'm having a hard time. He's like, prop her up. Yeah. Or like, try from behind.
But it was like the temperature was wrong for him.
Mm-hmm.
The,
I'm sure being live on air.
Yeah, that probably didn't help very much at all.
Right.
But no, texture and temperature were a big thing for him. So two widely different experiences.
But once he did figure it out, it only took him 30 seconds to finish. But I wonder if that's real or not. Maybe he was just like felt the pressure and like, I'm just going to say I did.
I thought he said that he didn't finish with her.
I think he did. Hmm. But it only took him that, like 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, his co-host said he could not get satisfied. Oh, here we go. You're right. He didn't finish.
Mm-hmm. He finished himself.
He had to take matters into his own hands, he said.
On her, not in her.
Oh, it's like that cheers that I've been saying a lot. Here's to love. Here's to honor. If you can't come in her, come on her. All right. Let's see. Let's see. That's it for history. Yeah.
All right. Then.
How fun.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to take it away with psychology?
Psychology.
Let's do it.
All right. So with this being said, everything can be taken with a grain of salt here because a lot of the facts or research out there kind of relied on self-report. So there might be a bigger fraction of society who's just not willing to participate in studies or whatnot.
Makes sense.
So psychology, a lot of like the attitudes of society might be that people that are use sex dolls might be strange or isolated. Public attitudes kind of skew from like that people that use sex dolls, that it's not dangerous or benign, but there's also like a small, fraction of people that want to like ban or restrict, access to them just because of fear of escalation of behavior or, attitudes towards women.
And that's true, but we talked a little bit about this earlier before we recorded, how it can also prevent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Them from acting upon things in real life.
Exactly.
Which is also important.
Exactly. So it can also act as like a surrogate for a relationship. It can be therapeutic. It can be like a safe sexual outlet for certain populations that are like marginalized. A lot of people might use it emotionally or they might use it physically. So
Or both.
Yeah. There was one person in particular who, like, confessed, he said, you know, me going out and have an affair with a live woman is more accepted than it is for me to have an outlet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I never thought of an outlet
with this doll.
Right.
Where I have a high sex drive and I'm in a relationship, rather than seeing it as a toy or a tool to make his relationship work.
Way healthier than cheating.
Way healthier than cheating.
But it's not looked upon that way.
But it's not accepted as such.
Wow.
Yeah. So whether it's to like balance your libido or, you know, or even just people that are afraid of intimacy and are just kind of need that connection, even if it's with a non living thing.
Or to practice or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, so profiles of people that that own sex dolls, usually there are males between the age of 33 and 40.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are divorced or separated.
Well, then they have adult money to spend.
Yeah, right, right. Yes. Most people that use the sex doll will use them 9 times per month. They did not show a difference in use between people that were getting sex with their partners or didn't have a partner. So there was no, there was no like higher usage, whether you were in a relationship, not in a relationship.
Right.
And, let's see. Yeah. And there was, they really found that there was really no difference from like regular people than there were from people that use sex dolls. So they like did this whole big research study on factors of like attachment styles and things like that. And they found that like the profiles of people that are non-sex doll users are very similar to the ones that are using the sex dolls.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And that is about it for the psychology.
Nice.
Yeah.
I feel like the psychology for a lot of stuff is pretty basic. Like,
it's to better your
mental state of health. Right. Like, you know, and that can mean a lot of different things for many different people. Yeah. That's important.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Good job. Mm-hmm. Common practices. Should we do it?
Let's do it.
So actually, we're going to go have sex with Bianca. I'm kidding. I'm going to clink and drink to that.
That's why she's got that busted look on her face.
Yep. She knew what was coming. She's like, oh, God.
Like, every Amazon doll comes she begged, to this point.
She begged the Amazon driver to stop delivering her. All right. So there are sex doll brothels. So there's Aura Brothel in Toronto, where you can go and pay $120 an hour and $90 for any half hour after that to do anything you want with one of their 6 dolls. So then an employee cleans the doll and the room for the next person to use. There are several of these brothels all over the world. I got to take a drink here. Mm-hmm. Drink break. Okay. So one in Britain called Lumi Dolls, and this one is where you can pick even the outfit you want the doll to wear, and they also have male dolls as well. Some people are worried that these brothels will make men lose their sense of emotion or human connection and be less attentive in the bedroom with a human being, while others think it can be a good thing, like what we talked about. It can help men live out some fantasies that they may have that can otherwise harm humans. Yeah, that gets dark.
Yeah, it does.
But, you know.
The research I looked at, though, it was a very, I mean, you're always going to have a deviant population.
Yeah.
And they're going to do what they're going to do.
Exactly. But
the ownership of the sex doll does not make that, like.
Right. I'd rather them do it in a healthy way and not harming anybody else. Right. Yep. For sure. Some sex workers are worried about these brothels taking work from them. What do you think?
I feel like that's such a niche, like, desire.
Right.
You know, these are people that may not necessarily, and I know we're going to get into some of this in the pop culture feature or whatnot, but they're people that may not want to have an emotional connection with, like, a human.
Right. So, or they're nervous or any sort of level of mental. It's
therapeutic or practice for.
Exactly.
The real thing. They're working their way up to it.
Yes. Yes. Or you know, maybe they just like the sex doll too, you know, like.
Right. It's a toy.
I don't think it's going to take away from sex workers.
I don't think so at all. Mm-mm. It could even enhance it.
True. You could have a bridge. You could have a threesome with a sex worker and a sex doll.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be a bridge.
I think,
to the live person.
It can build onto the sex worker's work.
Yes, I agree.
For sure. I think it's a positive thing.
The smart sex worker will.
Utilize this tool. Exactly. For sure. Let's see. I did watch some videos for science. And wow, the boobs are very squishy in some of these real life like dolls. Very squishy. I mean, very nice. So yeah, some couples do use the dolls as a third in the bedroom, which makes perfect sense if you're scared of becoming jealous or anything like that of an actual human. a sex doll is a good, you know.
Bring in a third in who is non-threatening.
Right. Well, unless they're really into that.
Could you imagine? Substitute.
Could you imagine? Like, yeah, we tried having sex with a sex doll. And then he left.
With her.
Yeah, he left. He left me for her.
Yeah. Thank God we had a prenup.
Imagine if we signed everything over to the sex doll. Oh, God.
She inherits everything.
I'd be so mad. That's like pretty low. Yeah. Oh, God. Anyways, I'm going to drink to that. Mm. Some sex workers use the dolls to make videos to sell online. You know, mm-hmm. That's cool.
Do they have their own OnlyFans pages?
The dolls?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what the legal rights.
Do you think Bianca has a...
Should we start an OnlyFans for Bianca?
Maybe.
I think we should. All of her adventures with us.
I don't know if she has the face for it.
Hey, there's something for everyone, okay? If it exists, someone's into it. You know what?
She would work as a medical stroke doll. Not stroking as the verb, stroke as the medical.
All right, I'm doing it. I'm putting this in my notes. Mm-hmm. We're going to make an OnlyFans for Bianca.
I love this.
I'm going to post a link. All right, we're doing it.
Someone out there is into it.
Oh, yeah. All of the adventures, we're just going to take video and picture of Bianca. She'll be our mascot.
Maybe our party pickle could make a debut in that.
Yes. Party pickle will make in a couple videos.
Party pickle with Bianca.
I love this. Oh, my God. I'm super excited.
And all of her inflatable friends.
Oh, my God. So I don't know if you know this, but our balloon fetish fans mm-hmm. love us.
Oh, I bet.
It's our, like, top most listened to episode.
Aww.
And our top, like, everything, like, the comment
they
everything.
Just, they just keep coming back.
They just love the balloon content. So they're going to love this.
Okay.
All of our balloon friends, we're going to introduce you to Bianca and the pickle.
Yeah.
This will be fun.
It checks a couple different categories.
Yeah.
It?
And now we'll figure out the legal rights for OnlyFans and having an inflatable person.
Right. I mean, you know that those Japanese like AI robots, there's
something
rooms
for everybody.
That.
Yeah.
Don't they have like clubs in Japan and China where they just have like robots on stage?
They do.
I mean, I don't know if it's...
My mind is going to like a creepy Chuck E. Cheese sort of thing of like robotic animatronic. Oh my God. I got to look this up.
I don't know if it's sexy robots, but I've heard they have like robot shows.
I'm curious. I'm going to look this up. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Moving on. All right. So people do have relationships with sex dolls and even marry them. Some people just keep it limited to their own home and keep it a secret, where others bring them out into public, like a real human. They fully take care of them and dress them and do their makeup and talk to them like a real person. So we watched the movie Lars and the Real Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think?
Oh, I love Ryan Gosling so much.
Ah, I still can't believe he was in this movie.
I know. And he's like kind of like, you know, he's always like the buff heartthrob, and he's just kind of like this... basement dwelling. He's got a little bit more weight on him than he normally does.
Yeah.
And I just love like the innocence and like vulnerability of his character, who's just trying to like work something out in his head.
Right.
You know, he's just trying to work out this like family, you know, situation or whatever in his head. And the way that everybody just goes and supports him in it. And I love that movie so much for that reason.
I really love how like he brings her to church, and how she has a whole personality.
She's got a whole like, you know,
life story.
Yes,
she was a missionary, and they met during mission work or something. Or she was a nurse too, I think at one point.
Yep, which is why she had an interest in going to church.
Yeah, and why she was in a wheelchair. Yeah,
she's basically like a philanthropist.
Yes,
she was like the Mother Teresa of
dolls. Wasn't her name Bianca?
Yes, her name was Bianca.
See?
Too.
All the Bianca names.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. Bianca's just a good name for
it. Is
yeah, and she had like her little like cardigan sweater on, like she was
dressed so innocently,
matronly.
Yes. I love how everybody in the church was like had a meeting about it, and they're like, this is weird or wrong.
Yeah.
And then the one lady stood up and was like, aren't we supposed to accept all and help everyone? Yeah. And I'm like, yes, yeah. I'm not religious.
Yeah.
But good for her. Yeah. She's standing up for the right thing. She's
like, your son does this and so-and-so did that. And just like called them all out on like, why is this the thing that is a deal breaker?
Right. And why can't we think of this as a healthy thing? And why aren't we helping him? And you want to shun him? Mm-hmm. That's not very godly. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved it. I love that part.
I did too.
And then they all like
funny thing was like when they're like sleeping separately. When like, he had to like put her in the room,
put her to bed.
She's like, you know, too innocent for them to be like together in the same, like sleeping under the same, you know, bedroom. Oh, or
just the psychology in that is like, it was definitely a mental thing for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the funniest part was when they're like, okay, good night, Bianca.
Yeah.
And she was sitting up in bed, just like looking all nice. And then she just fell over, like slapped her head on the pillow. She's like, night, and just like plop.
Good night.
And just fell over. And just like, this is so weird.
I bet your Bianca did the same thing.
Probably. I woke up in bed and Bianca was not there.
She just fell right
over. She must have went out for a smoke because I don't know. She was not in my arms when I woke up. Mm-hmm. So.
But no, and like just throughout that movie too, when like, you know, they have this idealistic relationship and then all of a sudden they start having fights. Like, you know, as he's like working through the mental stuff in his head, they start having fights and like, it was just a really beautiful movie.
Well, then he started having fights with everybody else in real life about her. And then finally, it was his brother's wife who he was living with was like, because he was feeling all like, nobody accepts me. And she's like, are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
We have been breaking our backs over Bianca to help you. We dress her. We bathe her. Yeah. We feed her.
Put her to bed.
Yeah. We wheel her around in her wheelchair.
We take her to her job.
Right. She has a job.
We take her to her activities at the hospital. Yes.
Oh, my God. No. Okay. Wait. Her job. What was her job again?
I feel like it was like a retail boutique or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, it was like she was interviewing at like the counter and she's like, okay, every Saturday and da da da. But then she also volunteered at the hospital where she'd read books to the kids.
That was cute.
Yes. And she got an award. Didn't she get an award for it?
Yes, she did.
I feel like she went to the awards banquet.
Yes. I love that. You know what? They weren't trying to be like it's like drag queens reading to kids.
Yeah.
It's not a sexual thing. It's just letting kids know that, like, you know, different things exist and it's okay to, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Just to accept things.
Yep.
It was so funny. He was like, the kids love her.
Yeah.
And they're all like sitting on her lap. Yeah, like, she was like, adorable.
She's a big doll. It's a big Barbie.
A big Barbie. Yes. That's what they looked at her as. Yep. It's adorable. Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to watch that movie again, too.
She's such a role model with all her volunteer work. So.
Right? She's a missionary.
How would the kids not gravitate towards her?
A nurse? A missionary? She's got a lot on her resume. Right. She's a busy lady. Yep. Good for you, Bianca. Mm-hmm. All right. So moving on. Let's see. Da-da-da-da. So they are working on dolls. Like the expensive ones where you can change their faces magnetically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can like swap them out.
Yeah. You can buy different faces to swap out. Like swatch bands. Yes. Whatever you feel in that day.
Gosh, can you imagine? I mean, wow.
Yeah.
Then you have to have there's a lot of fantasy involved in that. So then you have to have like a profile for each face.
Ooh, like a different personality.
The doll community, they have these really elaborate like profiles behind these characters.
Uh-huh.
I apologize if characters is the wrong thing to say. Some of these people really
if we're wrong.
Personify or whatnot.
We're here to educate and be educated ourselves. So.
Right.
Oops. My alarm's going off. I'm so sorry. Time to wake up for my nap.
Time to have a drink.
Yeah, time to have a drink. Yes, that's what that alarm was for.
And here's where the audience can also join in as a...
Clink and drink.
Clink, drink.
All right. Drink with us. My alarm told us to.
ASMR. I'm telling you, I'm bringing this to every episode.
Gee, I'm going to love editing this later. Just kidding. Danny is our editor. Thank you, Danny.
We
love you.
We don't edit anything. Nope. This is just a uncut.
We just show up and sound pretty. We do. There's and look pretty.
No mistakes.
Yeah, so let's see. The magnetic dolls' faces.
So then they must have different outfits and things like that,
too. Oh, well, right. And I was going to say, it's better than the doll swapping.
Do they have, like...
You know? It's way healthier. Just change the face.
But can they do the body parts, too?
Like, ooh, smaller boobs, bigger boobs? I didn't see that, but that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Trademark.
Trademark.
TM, TM.
We said it first. Cakes and cocktails.
All right, so now I want to get into, like, the future and, like, the AI and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's already a thing where you can virtually have sex in VR. Yes, Danny and I definitely used our VR headset to watch certain films, and it's fun.
Oh.
Not going to lie. It is fun.
Okay.
Yeah, VR, that's probably a whole different episode.
Okay.
But
not one that's been done yet.
Not yet.
All right.
But it was fun. The curiosity got, why not, as I say, why not?
Right.
So there is a company that created an app called Real Doll X, and it lets you create a personality that will integrate with a robotic head or doll that you have. Right now, it is only available on Android and costs only $30 a year. So with the same app, you don't need a real doll. You can create an AI girlfriend and have it naughty chats with it, or normal chats, whatever you want.
This is really kind of like sprinkling on the territory of, like, have you seen the movie Her?
Her. What's that about?
It's like this guy, he's got this like interface with like a Siri, but it's okay. Like his girl, it's a girlfriend.
Okay.
And
I've not seen this.
No. And we won't get too much into like the AI aspects of things like that, but it's like he has this relationship with like a artificial girlfriend, basically.
I'm going to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of movies to watch tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So... Let's see. And then the company Realbotics said it is developing a fully robotic body, which is estimated to cost between $30,000 and $60,000. And so to make interactions more lifelike, Realbotics will eventually integrate the robotic sex doll with virtual reality and add warmth to the skin and possibly even the genitals.
I feel like that's something that they need to get right.
Just more like senses.
The sensory part of it.
Yeah.
It was like the Howard Stern show where it's like one had a good experience, the other one didn't. And right. It was the sensory piece that was missing for the other guy.
Yeah.
It didn't feel right. The texture wasn't right. The temperature wasn't right.
And there was Mr. Howard like, hey, yeah, it was fine. Like, I'm done.
It was a whole.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. And the other host was like.
But he'd probably hump a pie.
Right.
Like apple pie.
Exactly. You know? Some people need more realness.
Yes.
I don't blame him.
Less pressure.
Yeah.
Also.
Literally.
Of a live show. Poor guy.
Right?
Poor guy. What? How are you doing in there?
Yeah, I know.
No.
I think he faked it. Like, I'm done. Probably. Just to get it over with.
Yeah, but he didn't even do it with her. He did it himself.
We know, right.
And he's like, well, you didn't have to, like, finish yourself without her.
That's still the pressure.
That wasn't the point.
Howard, I want to talk to you more about this.
Yeah.
You're probably not listening, but I'd love to interview you. Wouldn't that be fun?
Take it or leave it.
All right. So a lot of these future dolls will have touch sensors so they can moan when touched in that area. And be able to have basic conversations. All right, the company Love Miss Doll created a doll that will sell for $999,999. Why not just make it a mil? I don't know.
Round it up.
Yep. And it can give a blowjob on its own, using only its mouth, though, so far. So it can bob up and down, and the user can use the app to ask it to go have a tighter grip or to go faster or slower. It also talks to you during the sex and says things like, oh, yeah, baby, and I want you to come in my mouth,
oh, as a medical,
et cetera.
As a medical person, I just cringe because oh, no. I'm like,
what? I just, tell me.
I think of the things that can go wrong. Like if it malfunks or if
oh,
it
just no.
It tightens and won't let go or I just, you know. My head goes
I
there.
Did not even yes. think about that.
I'm like, who's showing up in the emergency room?
With this doll attached yes. to them?
And it won't let go. Or
And then you can't like cut it open because electronically that could like, it can like electrocute them or something, or, you know.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's a way to like turn off the electricity.
Could you imagine?
There are people that are so ashamed to come into the emergency room that they let situations go on for a lot longer than they should.
Yeah.
At the detriment of their body.
Yes.
So.
Can you imagine, like, this goes beyond like nurses and stuff. Like, if somebody comes in and, like you said, that happens, it malfunctions, you're going to have to call like an electrician or something.
Yeah.
Somebody else is going to have to get involved.
It's got to have like a kill switch or something like that, but still everything has the potential to go wrong. So if you have this device that will just tighten and tighten and tighten and tighten, one of those is going to go wrong at some point.
Oh my god.
And then that poor person. Oh my gosh, that's where my head goes.
No, you're right.
My head's just a chess game of up here of like what can go wrong.
That's so creepy. Oh my god, I'm just picturing all these scenarios in my head. Okay. All right. Let's move on. I don't know how to move on from that. Okay.
I know. Sorry.
No, this
is
good.
This is what
I like. This
is what happens when you team up with a.
I like this.
Yeah.
I love all your nurses.
Alarmist.
Yes, alarmist.
How are we going to get this off in surgery?
All important questions asked, thought about. All right. So there's also a video of the doll in action, as we were talking about, using a realistic dildo at the AVN Awards vendor booth. So it's on Twitter. You can go to Love Miss Doll's Twitter and you can watch this doll in live action performing on a dildo, not a real human. Mm. I did watch it.
Okay.
It was pretty impressive, I must say. Yeah. But scary if things can go wrong.
Yeah.
So VR and sex. So there's already devices that can connect you to your partner virtually. One partner wears it, you know, as like a condom or like a, what are those called? The tube thing? Why can't I think of the name of it?
Pocket pussy.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. So one partner wears it and the other controls it from an app, either near or far away. It's helped a lot of long distance couples, but also they are creating platforms like Omegle, where it can connect you randomly with another partner who is also wearing one, and you can control each other's until you decide to click onto the next person.
You know, I kind of love this idea because there's a lot of long distance relationships out there. So whatever you can do to keep connected long distance wise.
For sure.
I love that idea.
I watch a lot of 90 Day Fiancé. Love me some 90 Day Fiancé. And like, yeah, they're always like video chatting and getting creative.
Virtual.
And yeah.
Virtual connections.
But I also love, you know how Omegle.com works, right?
I think they just killed the site.
I think it's done now. But so Omegle, it was like a random chat roulette. Remember chat roulette? Okay. So you turn your webcam on and it's like a chat room, right?
Oh, I do remember
where you
that.
Like, they connect
I remember
you,
that. Yes. Okay. Yeah,
they and connect it, you with one person.
No, I do remember that.
And then you can decide to chat with them or not.
Right. And spin.
And then you can like click next if you choose to like click next.
I do remember that.
And then connects you with another random person. So this is saying that both of you are wearing the device.
So these
and it's connected to the website.
Are these strangers then?
Yes. Yes.
So it's like speed dating.
Yeah. So but you're wearing a sexual device.
Okay.
And so you can click next and you can do things with each other virtually through your devices.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Right?
I mean, if you think about the implications of that, that's kind of
wild.
Amazing.
You can just like have sex all night with strangers.
Do you even have to date anymore?
No. You're only touching yourself. They're touching you, but it's virtually.
Right.
So like I think it's cool.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I would do it. I'm married. I don't care. Danny would be like, fuck, let's try. This is cool. It sounds like fun. Oh, yeah. My next note is RIP Omegle. We no longer have it. Too many people got too sexual with it. Unsolicited. Like, it was supposed to be like G-rated.
Oh.
And it was not. So they had to shut
down. Everybody's got to ruin it for something.
Right?
This is why there was nice things.
Right. No, there was actual like similar websites for that.
Yeah.
There was like a sex Omegle sort of website, like where you can do that. Like, don't do it on the normal one. We have something for it.
Right.
You're ruining it for everybody. Yeah. All right, so let's wrap it up. Few last little notes here. How much do sex dolls cost? Do you want to know?
Well, we've talked of a broad range of prices from your $39.99 up to the $9.99.
$12. Up to
$999,999.
Depends on what features you want. Yes. Oh my God, I just got a text message from Big D saying, what you doing?
Shout out, Big D.
Shout out, Big D. We're recording an episode. All right. Anyway, so the prices of sex dolls average around $15,000. No, kidding. So $3,000 to $5,000 is the average for a pretty good, decent, quality made sex doll.
Anatomically correct.
Depending on what anatomy you want.
What that means for you, I don't know.
Yeah, so explain that. We were watching a show earlier and this guy was like,
we got really confused because he had this doll and he spent, what, $4,500 for her?
Yes.
And he said that she was not anatomically correct to his
standards
maybe? And we were like, wait a second. What parts did he want that she didn't have? I would think that for that price, it would come with like all the female parts.
Correct.
But did he want like bonus parts? Or did he want parts in places that wasn't like...
Right. Did he want...
Did he want something in her belly button? I don't know.
Did he want it to look a certain way?
I know. We were really kind of stuck on that. And I feel like we kind of want to dig into that a little bit more. Like, wait a second. Like,
they didn't go into detail about it.
And then he said the maker honored his like promise and made her the way that he wanted her.
Right.
So whatever that means.
Well, he like drove her across country in his convertible to get it fixed from the company, which I think is hilarious.
Yeah, right?
Imagine driving down the highway.
They went on a road trip. Carpooling.
I can't imagine driving on the highway just seeing this dude in his convertible with his sex doll. Like, I'd be like, salute to you, sir. This is great. Yeah. But yeah. So the most expensive one I found... Oh, wait, I lied. There was $1 million one. Oops. But anyways, so there was Whitney Cummings, the comedian. She had a replica made of herself, of a sex doll. And it sold for $100,000. So she made it for herself for her stand-up. I don't know. I didn't watch the bit. I want to go back and find the bit. But
did she sell it for charity?
I'm not sure. I want to watch a stand-up bit with why she did this. I didn't get too deep into it, but interesting. Yeah, I need to follow up. Male sex dolls. So you can choose the size of their penis and whether or not they have body hair. One company says that they are working on dolls with a bionic penis that will be better than a vibrator. Interesting. So if you're... partner was into this, would you be okay with it?
Are you asking me personally?
Yeah.
Oh boy. I don't know. You're talking about a relationship that doesn't exist.
We need to meet the man.
You're like breaking into the fabric of reality here, and I don't
know.
Who
is the man? What is he into? What's his mental state? We don't know yet.
Am I not enough? Am I enough? I need more details to see. That's just not a yes or no question.
Well, even though I'm married, I guess I can't answer it either because I don't know why.
Like, what is the...
Right.
I mean, I don't think personally that I would enjoy the company of a silicone.
I'll keep Bianca around. Yeah. She's our mascot.
She likes to party.
Yeah. That's
fun. She's going to be at my next birthday party.
Yes, with the pickle.
With the party pickle.
I'm excited.
We're going to have an inflatable section.
Yes, an inflatable section.
And they'll be in the pool.
Yes. Bianca's going to have a pool party.
They will not save our lives, just so that everybody knows.
They are not flotation devices. Don't sue us. Actually, we told you. We warned you. They are not flotation devices.
Don't take them on your plane rides. Use your seat cushion.
Use your seat cushion. Not airline approved. All right. So movies and TV. Let's see. Extreme Love is called is a TV show, and they had one about sex dolls. So a woman started dating this guy, and she found three sex dolls in the basement, and she called them Big Barbies. Like you said, they are like Big Barbies, yeah.
Fair.
Oh, yeah, we did see, because he had an elf doll.
Yeah, he had an
I did see
elf
this.
Elf ears.
Yes, elf ears.
Yes.
I love how
personalized. There's definitely like a fantasy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Element.
That's a whole different episode, for sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She's like Liv Tyler in Lord of the Rings.
Oh, God, Lord of the Rings fetish. It's it's for sure a thing.
Settle down, elves. Smeagol.
No, my... Gollum. Gollum.
My precious.
My precious. So, oh my God. So my friend that was over this morning, she had the elf ear surgery done.
No way.
Yes. Shout out
is
to
that
Marcy.
Is that a coincidence that we saw that? And your friend that came over today
had
elf ears.
Right. Yeah. She got the surgery done. Like, everybody listening, if you don't know what that is, they split the top of your ear and then like sew it back together. And so it's pointy. So it looks like elf ears. And then it just heals and it looks like an elf ear. She had that done.
Does she identify as elf then?
I don't know if she does now. I hope so.
Or does she just like
I don't know.
The looks of it? Or does she identify, like, embraces the culture as a whole?
She's very fairy, cottagecore, elf girl. She's fae.
She's fae.
She's fae folk. Fae. Yeah.
All right.
She's a body piercer for work. That's what she does.
Straight out of an episode of the WB.
Yes. Absolutely. Maybe we'll have her on as a guest.
For those younger than us. Like a TV station.
We had to explain
on
that.
On TV where there was commercials.
Oh, no.
When we were teenagers.
When you just had to watch the ads. You couldn't pay to take them away. Oh, God, I'm old. Okay. So... Let's see. Okay. So back. Okay. So this girl who is okay with her husband having a doll.
Mm-hmm.
So they have threesomes together. Like, what else? They eat dinner together.
As a threesome?
Yeah. Like they act as like a throuple.
A family.
Yeah. Like a family. So like a throuple family.
Like they're polyamorous, but
with a doll.
With a doll. Yeah. Okay.
Whatever. Whatever you're into. I thought that was kind of cool.
Do they put food in front of her? Like she's going to eat it?
Like,
or is it like those dolls when you were younger where you would feed them the like
fake food,
the mushy stuff,
yeah,
and it would come out their butt?
I don't know. I wonder if like after dinner they're like, oh, I guess Bianca wasn't hungry.
Yeah, like she secretly has an eating disorder.
Poor Bianca.
Oh no,
we're worried about you, Bianca. Are you okay? That you been eating your dinner.
No wonder she looks so angry. She's not eating. She's starving.
She hasn't been
malnourished.
She's very malnourished.
Her teeth look like that because she's malnourished.
Her hair, it feels a little like frail. Not very good. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so sad.
She's got scurvy? What? No. Her teeth are bleeding.
She's malfunctioning. Please get some help, Bianca. We love you. Then they get worried. Oh, no. This is such a funny story. I want a movie like that.
Okay, so is there more to it? Like, so they act as like a polyamorous couple with a doll.
That's it. That's all I saw. Like, they're just like, yep, this is our thing. Okay.
So do they spend time together or separately?
Okay, so then, wait, I do have a little bit more notes. So then the wife finally got her own sex doll, but as a male.
Oh.
So then they add it. Now they're like a quad.
Right.
Where he has his sex doll as a female.
Sounds
and she has.
Get these people a TV show.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I would totally watch. That'd be fun. And then so he actually shared a sex doll with Ryan Gosling in the movie Lars and the Real Girl. Oh, yeah, that's right. So he bought the real doll in the movie from Lars and the Real Girl. That's the doll that they own. That's Bianca. They own Bianca.
Do you think they had to buy her at like an escalated price because she's famous?
Probably. See, Bianca's getting an OnlyFans.
Because Ryan Gosling like touched her, that was more valuable.
Ooh, probably.
And how did they know how to
buy do you even search that down?
Yeah.
How do you even find
what in
the actual Bianca?
Dark webs.
Right. The dark web.
And how do you know it's the real one?
That's a whole nother point.
She have a tattoo on her butt.
Vagina forever.com tattooed on her, like Bianca.
It's like Cabbage Patch Dolls where they came with like their own birth certificate.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, you're right. Are they certified? Like, yeah. How do you know?
How do you know that that was the one?
We need to get our Bianca certified.
We do. Well, she's got her tattoos.
She does. We're going to tattoo Kinks and Cocktails on her so people know, but we can't deflate her. How do we? A stamp, a tattoo stamp. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, so he even got a chiropractor who understood his sex life with his, he had three dolls, and the real life person and the chiropractor adjusted him to be better body ready for the sex dolls.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Like, you have to do it a certain way.
What does that even mean? Like, he did physical therapy to be more satisfying to his dolls?
Or just you have to bend a certain way?
So it was safer for him.
Yeah.
Not more pleasurable for the dolls.
Right.
Okay.
More so like his muscles, like, you know, you have to bend him a certain way.
Ergonomics. Like, ergonomics.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Like, okay. When, you know, when people at work, they have a desk where they stand at.
Oh, yeah. The standing desk. Instead of, yeah,
like, sitting.
Okay. So you're right.
He did that, but with.
For sex dolls.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. Good for him.
Keep yourself healthy.
Yeah.
No matter what you're into.
Keep all your parts functional.
Yes.
Love your body.
Yes. Take care of it. As we're drinking cocktails. Heavily. So, the movie Weird Science.
Oh, that's a good one.
Where they create their own.
I forgot about that one. Why didn't you send me that one?
No, I didn't.
We should have worn bras on our head for this
episode. Oh, my God. Shout out to my friend who mentioned it to me for this episode. I was like, oh, my God, you're right. Yeah.
What was the name of the actress that was just so beautiful? The Kelly something.
I cannot remember
her
name.
She was like an 80s, like just.
Was she the Married with Children mom? No. That's Smart House. That's a Smart House movie.
I thought it was like, I forget her name, but she was just like such a like beautiful, like Sports Illustrated, like just your epitome of your 80s.
Yeah.
Shapely, healthy.
Lady. And that was her?
Yeah.
Good movie, though.
You know, the one that they bring to life.
Yeah.
And she, like, teaches them the ways of how not to be nerds.
How not to... No.
And they become popular because they're hanging out with this really hot lady.
Be a nerd.
Who is also, like, 40 years old or something to teenagers.
No wonder. Popular overnight by a babe. Good for them.
Created with science.
Yes. I mean, they should be billionaires. I mean, like, yeah, for real. Yeah. Just created their own woman. I love it. So there's a movie called Air Doll. And it was about a sex doll who becomes alive. Every day when her owner goes to work, she explores the city, gets a job, etc. Then at night pretends to be a doll again. It's actually a very intense movie.
Kind of sounds like a horror movie a little bit. Right.
She actually, like, has a soul. And, like, when...
She's trapped.
Yeah.
She's
and, like, trapped. When he goes to work, she, like, explores life. And then when he comes home, she, like, pretends to be a doll again. Yeah. It's sad.
It's like the movie Mannequin.
Right.
But yes. not quite as morbid.
Yeah.
Like, they have a life together. Not.
She has to, like, have sex with him while she's, like, pretending to be a doll. Mm. But she has a soul, and she's like, I hate this.
Consent, people. Consent.
Yes, please.
Even though they're inanimate.
Yes.
Ask their permission.
Yes. They might be alive.
Oh. They just might be spooky. They're trapped.
So, let's see. And then we have, yeah, but it's a good movie. It's sad, but, you know, it did make me cry at one point.
Oh, it's like emotional?
Yeah.
Like if you phrase it in just the right way, it sounds like a Japanese horror
movie. It is a Japanese movie.
Well.
Yeah. Watch it. Air Doll.
She climbing out of a TV.
No.
With her neck.
She just stays in bed. And then, like, all doll-like. And then when he leaves to work, she's like, ah.
You know,
that. And then she, like, comes to life and goes about her day and, like, goes to find work and, like, explores you parks know, and like
a lot of those East Asian movies are like a microcosm of like reality. Like, there's like a real woman out there that's doing that.
Right. Like, very, so like, your life is robotic.
Like,
and
like, what was the movie? Like, what was it? Parasite. Like, all of those movies where it's like, whoa. Like, it's like a.
It's deeper than you think.
It's, it's a disturbing snapshot of like reality or something. But yeah, that's kind of.
Check in on your friends.
Yeah.
Another movie, The Stepford Wives. Have you seen that?
I have.
Were they all like
Nicole Kidman?
Yes.
Bette Midler.
Yes.
And that was a remake, though. There was the There was the original.
No.
Yeah, I swear there was an original. I swear that was the remake.
I've never seen the original.
No, I swear there was like a 1950s one.
Oh my God, I mean, I gotta watch that one.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that that was a remake.
I gotta look this up. I bet it doesn't surprise me that there was one in the 50s.
Yeah.
So everybody listening,
not in the 50s, but whatever year it was, it was like a, you know, it's like a 1984-ish.
Yeah.
Like. It's been redone. Battlestar Galactica. It's been done before.
I'm going to look this up. Mm-hmm. So everybody listening who has not seen The Stepford Wives, so it's on Paramount Plus, and it's about this husband who wants to, like, bring his wife to a town where they transform them into, like, robots, kind of, to be, like, the perfect housewife.
Yeah, to be just happy and idyllic, dystopian.
Yeah.
Not dystopian, but like.
Where they cook, they clean.
Yeah.
And they're happy about it. And like.
And they want
to serve their husbands no matter what. And like.
Be subservient. And
It's a good movie.
Worship man.
Yeah. Wait on them hand and foot and just. Mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie. We won't spoil it for you, but it's worth a watch.
Go give it a shot. Let's see. Barbie, we already talked about that. Oh, yeah. So the doll convention. We were watching this earlier. It's where they have a sex doll convention. And how wild that is. Like, do they bring... I'm assuming they bring their dolls.
Well, it's got to be, like, furries.
Right.
Where it's, like, they all get together. They all bring their dolls.
You met everybody just bringing their dolls? At first, I pictured, like, just a bunch of vendors.
Do you think they have, like, a prom and stuff like that?
Oh, my God. That's adorable.
Like, seriously. Like, if it's, like, their dates and they're going to prom.
Oh, my God.
And they have, like, photo booths. And not just, like, oh, you can buy a doll or buy parts for your doll, but that they play on, like, the social aspects of it.
Oh, my God. I have so many questions.
I know.
So, like, even traveling to this, do you think they, like, get a seat for them on the airplane?
Oh, I bet. Or, like, for sure.
I got a standee.
Although,
my husband works at the airport. And
what are the regulations for that? Can you even do that? Or does it have to be, like, stowed down below?
Danny, where are you? I have questions. He works at the airport. Stowed below. The emotional, like,
does it have a lithium?
The emotional
does it have a lithium battery? The risk for fire. I don't know.
Bianca, we could just deflate Bianca, blow her back up again. But
in fact, you can use her as a neck pillow.
We're bringing Bianca to a sex doll convention. That'd be great.
Sure. I love it. She would enjoy that.
Yeah.
Even out her face a little bit with a smile.
Oh, she's smiling in her heart. If there's any sex doll convention people out there listening, please, we'll be there. Kinks and Cocktails representing with Bianca. Shout us out. Yeah, if you do want to give us a shout out at kinksandcocktails.com. No, kinksandcocktails@gmail.com. I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. We do have a website coming. It's still in the works. We bought the domain. We're working on it. Oh, one last final thought. So Jeff Bezos' current girlfriend, his pet name for her is Alive Girl.
Oh.
Which means, that's implied, that he has, like, sex doll or robot girlfriends.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Right.
I mean,
what
that's
was her
weird.
Name? Lauren?
Alive Girl.
I know, but what's her name?
I don't know.
Lauren Bezos.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But that implies that he has, like,
a menagerie.
Something.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting.
We should deep dive that into the internet.
Mm hmm.
It means something.
Jeff Bezos, don't sue us.
or sponsor us.
Or please sponsor us. We love you. We support your lifestyle. So yeah, that's it. I had so much fun, Kara.
I did too.
Welcome.
You guys forgive me for, you know, be gracious with me because I'm new at this.
She's the nicest, sweetest girl I've ever met. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Welcome. I'm so excited. So yeah, follow us on social media, Kinks and Cocktails, pretty much everywhere. If you want to support the show, please do so. You can buy us a cocktail on buymeacoffee.com/cocktail. You know we love it. We will drink it on air with you. All right. So should we reveal our next topic for our next episode?
I think we should. I picked a pretty special one for the
what is it?
One. It is exophilia. It's the fetish whose object is the sexual desire of aliens.
We get to talk about aliens.
Yay, E.T. phone home.
Ah, I'm so excited.
Me too.
I love aliens. Oh my God.
Have a good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.
I can't even. I'm excited.
Me
E.T.
too.
Phone home. Yes.
Settle down, Elliot.
Elliot. All right. Bye, everyone.
Good night. Love you guys.